Rob Rovner Talks to the Stars every Saturday from 2 to 4 on AM 860 WWDB. Join me and my co-host, Councilman Frank Rizzo, and you can hear us on our website, www.dial-law.com. Remember, R&R, Saturday afternoons, 2 to 4, Rizzo and Rovner. Thank you.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8 for wellness, wholeness, and wisdom. I am a local natural healthcare practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB.
In the past, doctors have prescribed several medications to treat bipolar disorder, but taking multiple pills each day can be a problem for patients. In fact, a recent survey of 500 Americans with bipolar disorder showed that 93% have modified their medication routine in some way without consulting a physician. There may be new hope for the 7 million American adults affected by bipolar disorder. The FDA has just approved Seroquel for the treatment of depressive episodes associated with bipolar disorder, making it the first and only single medication approved by the FDA to treat both depressive and acute manic episodes associated with the condition. Dr. Michael Thays was one of the lead investigators of the Seroquel bipolar depression clinical trials.
Having a single medication that can treat both poles of the illness, the manias and the depression, mean that for some patients they may need to take only one medication. And a simpler medication regimen is the best way to ensure that patients can stick with their medication.
Please see the full prescribing information, including boxed warnings for Seroquel, available at www.seroquel.com.
The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural health care practitioner who will show you alternative paths toward health with a holistic approach. Call with your questions or comments at 610-664-4100. Now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard.
Good morning to those of you listening to our live broadcast today, December 23, 2006. And good day to those of you listening to a rebroadcast some other time. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard at WWDB 860 on the AM dial. On January 13, 2007, our program will air at a new time, 9 a.m., we will be simulcast on February 3, 2007 on an international internet station. There will be an 800 call-in number for those outside of the southeastern Pennsylvania area. On this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies, related products, and issues. Only try the products or therapies shared here after consulting with your physician. Last Saturday, our guest was Peter Lewis, salon owner and Japanese thermal hair straightening technique expert. At that show's end, we discussed the herb cat's claw, the yoga asana, Adabhata Padma Passimottanasana. If you missed that show, you can go to our website at www.amtherapies.com, click on the radio show link, scroll down to the show you want, and click the button under it to listen to the show. If you want to set up an appointment with me, call 610-687-6184. For general information, call 610-660-7710. Later, when we open the phone lines, call 610-664-4100 to ask a question of our guest. Our guest today is Camelia Kinslow, makeup stylist, will make you up for photo shoots and arrange your massage, manicure, or pedicure with the best in the business. She uses organic botanical products to care for and make up the face. This could be another possible holiday gift idea. At the end of the program, we will discuss the herb cayenne and the yoga asana Triang Mukhaikadpada Passimottanasana. Now it's time for our wellness news. Health and behavior. How to get vitamin D? This is by Kim Painter, USA Today. Vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin is hot. In the past few weeks, researchers have said Adults who consume 1,000 international units or IUs of vitamin D daily might lower their risks of colon, breast, and ovarian cancers by up to 50%. Children whose mothers get plenty of vitamin D during pregnancy have bigger, stronger bones at age 9. In fact, maternal vitamin D matters more than all the milk children drink in those first 9 years. Other studies suggest the vitamin might even help prevent hypertension, diabetes, and multiple sclerosis. Everyone has always focused on bone health, but that is only the tip of the iceberg, says Michael Hollick, a researcher at Boston University. Although there's some debate about the various health claims and even more about how best to obtain the nutrient, many experts say, yes, you can benefit from more vitamin D. That's partly because many people do not get even today's adequate intakes for bone health, which are set by the Institute of Medicine. 200 IU daily for children and young adults, 400 IU for those ages 51 to 70, and 600 IUs for those 71 and older. And 1,000 IUs a day, the amount Hollick and some other proponents recommend. Essentially, no one in the United States is getting that, he says. Look at the food sources, and it's easy to see why. To get 1,000 IUs a day, you would have to eat salmon every day, drink at least 3 glasses of milk, and a glass of vitamin D fortified orange juice. Not likely. So this is where the controversial advice comes in. It turns out that you can make your own vitamin D by exposing your skin to sun. And Hollick advocates just that, 5 to 10 minutes, 2 to 3 times a week, from spring through fall, without sunscreen for people with average skin tones, less for fair-skinned people, and more for dark-skinned people. Dark skin takes more time to make the vitamin, one reason many African Americans are low on D. Researchers speculate that differences in sun-produced vitamin D partly account for different cancer death rates among African Americans and European Americans and among people from different latitudes. That idea is intriguing, but it's no reason to sunbathe and increase your risk of skin cancer and wrinkles, says Barbara Gilchrist, dermatology department chairman at Boston University. She says anyone already convinced can go ahead and take supplements. Up to 2,000 IUs is considered safe. Even Hollick agrees that supplements are often the only option in winter. If you live above Atlanta, Georgia, you basically cannot make any vitamin D from November through February. Or New York and Boston, it's mid-October through mid-March. The typical multiple vitamin contains only 400 IUs, he says, so you need at least one vitamin D pill on top of that. And you shouldn't take two multiple vitamins because you can build up harmful levels of vitamin A. A small dose of sunshine, on the other hand, is often readily available, and he says pretty safe. That's where he parts company with the dermatology mainstream, which says any unprotected sun exposure adds to cumulative damage. Well, do as you choose. Sounds like the sun option is a good one. Okay, as I said earlier, our guest today is Camellia Kinslow. She says, experience the natural touch of a homeopathic skincare specialist, her. She works in a stress-free environment with essential oils, candles, incense, and meditative music. She uses botanical products. Every formula is designed to restore and maintain the original relationship between skin, body, and nature. After graduating from cosmetology school in 1977, Camellia began her career with Japan's Polo Company. Now, you might have remembered me mentioning that last weekend. Polo was one of the few companies that emphasized what she believed in. In 1979, Camellia went on to further her career with an international company that enabled her to travel and live in Asia, the Middle East, and Europe. Using her knowledge of essential oils from her studies in France, Camellia started her own aromatherapy salon in New York. In 1990, she was awarded the Salon Award for Excellence. She's a vegetarian and has been one since 1988. She also studied Hatha Yoga, Reiki, and meditation. Camellia was teaching for 8 years at the Learning Institute for Beauty Sciences in Astoria, New York. Currently, she is a sales representative and educator for CA Botana, or I don't know if that's pronounced just Ka Botana, International Inc., and owner of Kujarati LLC, a company recommending and selling holistic salon services and products. Good morning, Camelia.
Good morning, Parthenia.
Thank you
for having me on your show, and I'm fine, very well, thank you. I just had 4 cups of green tea, and I just jumped on my trampoline. So
you're ready to go.
Yes, I'm ready to go. I'm a morning person, so this is the best time for me.
Well, that's good.
And to just let you in on a little secret, I have kept the green tea leaves that I drank this morning. And I'm going to cool the leaves down. I use loose tea leaves, and I'm going to wrap the leaves in cotton gauze and use it later for my eyes.
Oh, excuse me very much. Well, there's a little secret, ladies and gentlemen, that we can all take advantage of. Where are you from, Camelia?
I'm originally from Penang Island, Southeast Asia, and I've been living in New York for 23 years, so... What can I say? I'm a true New Yorker.
Very much so. And now, how did you get interested in cosmetology?
Oh, it's quite a story. Actually, I wanted to be a teacher.
Oh.
And that was my ambition. And what happened that changed the whole thing a little bit was when I became a teenager, my normal skin started turning oilier.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started discovering that I had, at that time, which I called zits, or acne or pimples.
Uh-huh.
And to my horror, this became worse. This condition became worse. And I started breaking out into rosacea, which is a cluster of pimples.
Oh, my goodness.
And this was terrible because I was a young teenager. At that time, as you know, with all teenagers, you start looking at yourself. You're more conscious about yourself. And this was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But everything that happens, of course, as you know, is for the better.
Mm-hmm.
And this made me feel that I wanted to be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
What I did at that time, because I did not have any knowledge of skincare or makeup, I was only 13 years old. My only cosmetic that I owned was a container of talcum powder. I poured the talcum powder on my face. It looked like I fell into a sack of flour, all white. And that soaked up the oil because I had really oily face.
Mm-hmm.
That soaked up the oil. It did well for that, but I couldn't get out of the house. And I would frighten anybody who knocked on the door. And if I opened the door, it was like Halloween. So I told my mother, I said, as soon as I'm old enough, can you send me to beauty school? And that completely horrified her because she wanted me to be an architect. And I told her, I said, well, beauty school is the same. It's makeup, it's drawing, it's the same. Working with colors, something like that, And in the end, I convinced her to send me to beauty school.
Okay, well, hold on one moment.
Sure.
Are you noticing that music in the background? That's the CD you gave me, In the Swing of Christmas. And what we're going to do as we go to break each time, we're going to play a little bit of some of the music that's on that CD.
Oh, great.
Okay. Now, when we come back from break, I want you to continue with your experience of beauty school and give us some information also about the CD.
Sure.
You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Our program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies. My main office is in the Tubala Plaza building, Suite 300 in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania. Visit our website at www.amtherapies.com. Stay tuned for our return with Camelia Kinslow, makeup stylist who will make you up for photo shoots and arrange your massage, pedicure, and manicure with the best in the business. She uses organic botanical products to care for and make up the skin. This could be another possible holiday gift idea.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative medicine therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Lai therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izard's radio program each Saturday morning at 8 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izard, every Saturday morning at 8 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural healthcare practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. Do visit our website to participate in my blog. That's one way I get your feedback. On January 13, 2007, we will be changing our start time to 9:06 a.m. Today, we're talking with Camelia Kinslow, and a homeopathic skincare specialist who uses organic botanical makeup products, how to be beautiful naturally and safely. Again, another gift idea. I snuck something in on her and you from a CD that Camelia gave me, and I'm going to need for her to explain who these people are who made this beautiful CD. It's called In the Swing of Christmas, and it has a wonderful variety of holiday songs that are jazz instrumentals, classical music, some guitar. Camelia, you want to explain?
Sure. Okay. Park Swing Orchestra, they are the ones who played In the Swing of Christmas. And I didn't hear the Swing of Christmas CD. The music.
Oh, you couldn't hear it there.
Yes,
okay.
I didn't hear it. Oh, okay. Unless my hearing's not right.
No, maybe it didn't come through on your phone. Yes.
Right. So, okay. So, anyway, Park Swing Orchestra has been playing for about 20 years, and they are a swing band. They play classic big band and music of great songwriters. They play for weddings, parties, anything. They usually, you know, they do rock, R&B, anything that the corporate events or weddings or parties, anybody that, you know, want them to play, whatever music, they can play it.
Now, did you say one of the songs was dedicated to you?
Actually, the whole CD was dedicated to me.
Well, excuse me very much. And I did happen to notice your name, your last name, was the same as some of the people listed here on the CD.
Correct.
Now, is there another connection?
Yes, there is a connection. The producer is Bill Kinslow, and he happens to be my husband.
Just happens to be.
Yes.
Very nice. That's nice.
And that's his brother, Ed Kinslow.
Okay.
And then we have Faith Kinslow, who's also been doing a lot of work, and that's my sister-in-law.
Oh, my goodness. It's a real family affair here.
Yes, yes. We're a family of musicians.
Wonderful.
And except myself. I sing in the shower.
But, well, that's acceptable.
Right. So anyway, I'm very proud of In the Swing of Christmas, which I sell on my website. It's also being sold on CD Baby and Amazon.com as well.
And you can actually go to our website. Later we'll give you the web address, and you can listen to examples or samples of the different tracks on the CD. But now I don't want to, you know, devote too much more time on that. We gave them their little plug there, so people can go to her site and get that. But I want to get back to this beauty school thing.
Right, which is very interesting. where did I leave off right now? Okay, so I went to beauty school. Oh, it's here and there. It's very interesting here. So I went to beauty school, and I enjoyed beauty school, but the only thing is they taught us in a very mechanical fashion. Number one, you cleanse. Number two, you tone. Number three, you moisturize. And, you know, la-di-da-di-da. And it goes down the line. Very, very boring. Mm-hmm. And at that time, we also learned to work with a lot of machines. Because machines, back in the 70s, was the in thing. It's high-tech, you know, Japanese machines. You had to have the latest machine. If you were in the business, people would come in and ask, what type of machine? Do you have a machine that has the rotating brush, the vacuum, you know, whatnot?
And this is all for cleaning the face.
And this was all for cleaning the face. So
you bought
a machine that cost thousands of dollars, or several machines that cost thousands of dollars, and people would only come to you if you had the latest equipment. Mm. And why I'm telling you that is because everything has evolved into something so different through the years. Everything has changed, and now it's more to the mind, body, and spirit. Mm-hmm. And the only machine that I own right now is the facial steamer, and I don't use the facial steamer for more than 8 minutes on a customer. Mm-hmm. So everything is hands-on. It's basically feeling of your spirit, and it's based on touch. So it's so different from what I learned formally in beauty school.
Well, now, what led you to holistic skincare?
What led me to holistic skincare was that I got very interested in my health, because I started to learn, and that's something you didn't even learn in beauty school, was that it was just not treating a skin problem, just like what I had. If I had a pimple, what they taught you to do was just to go to the spot of the pimple and mm-hmm. treat it, mm-hmm. and to do a spot treatment. Say, for example, if you have a stain on your blouse, you would just use something to just take out the stain. You wouldn't apply the whole stain remover to the entire blouse.
Right.
And that's how they taught you how to work with a problem on the skin. As I went on, I told you that, you know, I was traveling, I visited several countries, met many friends, learned from people who had problems the same as myself, because they had problems. They did not know how to take care of their skin. They did not know what products to use on their skin. And sometimes the products that they bought, just like with myself, when I used the talcum powder, made the situation even worse.
Mm-hmm.
So what I learned was that it is just not doing a spot treatment. It is learning the person as a whole in order to treat them, to get to the root of the problem. And that's where I started reading a lot on Ayurvedic medicine for the skin, Chinese herbal medicine, and all types of different spiritual ways and homeopathic ways to work with the skin. And slowly, it didn't happen immediately. It was just because all this, it was a new world for me. And as you know, anybody's gone into the spiritual path knows that it takes some time before the realization actually comes to you. Mm-hmm. So it took me several years, and I experimented with different things that didn't work. Some things worked, and I was looking. It took me about 20 years, really, Pathinia, to actually convert to the type of mentality I have now and the type of practice I have now. And it took me almost as long to find the products that I have that I'm selling right now, and I believe very much in these products.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I saw Camellia last weekend. Oh, yes, the Japanese thermal straightening technique is fabulous. So let me go ahead and say that. The hair feels so smooth and soft. It has a nice sheen to it. It was a wonderful experience. Peter Lewis, everybody there was wonderful, and it was just a delightful experience. So let me go ahead and report back. You say that, yes. Yeah, so when I saw Camellia, you would never think that she ever had any problem whatsoever with her skin. She's got beautiful skin, very smooth, and you can see that it has a natural moisture to it and everything. So when she talks about this rosacea and all these pimples and things that she had as a child, no, there's no sign of any of that now. You mentioned that on your site, you mentioned that your philosophy is drawn out of Ayurveda, Chinese knowledge, Egyptian, American Indian, and European folklore. That's interesting.
That's right. And basically, they're all the same. They work with the mind, body, and spirit, with the chakras, mm-hmm. The energy centers, and whatever philosophy. It just comes back to the same thing. And basically, they're all the same. They just come from different cultures, different places in the world. And I'd like to talk a little bit about the, Ayurveda type of skincare. And the Ayurveda type of skincare, it's divided into three categories. One is the normal to dry skin, which we call it the Vata, mm-hmm. Vata type of skin. And usually somebody who has Vata skin is also a Vata person. And as we look at the person as a whole, we don't do a spot treatment. So the Vata person usually has a very enthusiastic, very nice personality. And then they have a tendency to be agitated, nervous, unstable, stressed. And they are also irregular in their sleep and eating habits. And the following type of foods can also cause some imbalance in Vata types, like eating cold foods, dry, spicy, hot, sour food, cigarettes, alcohol drinks also. And if you're exposed to cold and wind, that can also cause an imbalance. So when we see a Vata person with a Vata skin type, we kind of, that gives us the idea of how to treat that type of person. And the next type of skin is the normal to sensitive skin, which we call the Pitta type. And a Pitta type person, personality is energetic, dynamic, efficient, and they love beauty. They have a lot of fire inside them. They can have a tendency to suffer from high blood pressure, excess activity, and they can also be very angry. And the foods that can imbalance the Pitta type of person is eating food that is too spicy, too sour, salty, light or dry, and of course cigarette smoke, alcohol drinks, also an exposure to excessive heat that can cause a lot of imbalance. So when we think that this person is a Pitta person, you know how to treat them. It helps you in doing that. And
okay, again, and so this relates to their skin. If they eat these certain items, it would have a negative impact on okay.
Yes. Sometimes a Pitta person can be a Vata Vata skin. So that becomes a little bit more complicated. So you have a Pitta personality, and also your diet is also a Pitta, but you can also be a Vata person. So that goes into a bit more complicated.
Hence the need for someone like yourself.
Correct. So the diagnosis there is a little bit more complicated. And, of course, the last category is the Kapha type, which is people who have normal to oily skin fall into the Kapha structure. And their personality is very energetic, very strong, calm, tolerant, sweet. But they can also have reactions to stress and show possessiveness. And eating sweet, acid, salty, heavy, cold food or fatty foods or dairy products like ice cream, that can, and sleeping, also oversleeping in the mornings, that can also imbalance the kapha type of person. And of course, the weather right now, which is cold, damp, snowy weather, also can imbalance a kapha type of person. So this is how, as you were asking me the question about, you know, what I was talking about, all this based, my treatments were based on the Ayurvedic and Chinese and ancient Egyptian treatments. This is an idea of what I do.
Okay.
Also, something that's very interesting, if I may share with you, is also the systemic indications chart, which by looking at the face, and I'd just like to state that this is not a medical diagnosis. This is just to get to the root of the problem, to see the possible causes. When I look at somebody's face, if they're breaking out, say, over the eyebrow,
okay,
and they have some kind of blemish over the eyebrow, it's something to do with their heart.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, I hear the CD right now.
I was wondering what happened to you.
Oh, right. Yes, my God. When I said the heart and I hear this beautiful music.
Yeah.
Wow.
Trying to
really
let people
nice.
Get an idea of some of the different melodies. We're getting ready to go to break. So when we come back, you'll pick up with that systemic indications chart. And we'll go on from there.
Okay.
You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, and you're also hearing some holiday tunes from New York's Park Swing Orchestra in the swing of Christmas. But, of course, our program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies, and you can visit our website at www.amtherapies.com or call the office at 610-687-6184 for appointments, 610-660-7710 for general information. Remember, starting January 13, 2006, the show will air at 9 o'clock a.m. and starting at 9:06. Stay tuned for our return with Camelia Kinslow, makeup stylist who will make you up for photo shoots, arrange your massage, pedicure, manicure with the best in the business. She uses organic botanical products to care for and make up the face. This could be another holiday gift idea.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural healthcare practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Li therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 8 on AM 860 WWDB.
Okay, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Our guest next week, December 30, 2006, will be Dr. Osner, author of the Miami Mediterranean Diet, Lose Weight and Lower Your Risk of Heart Disease. Now we are talking with Camelia Kinslow, a homeopathic skincare specialist who uses organic botanical makeup products. How to be beautiful, naturally, and safely. Another gift idea. Okay, Camelia, you were giving us a little bit of information supporting your holistic perspective on these cosmetics and skincare. You were talking about a systematic indications chart that you employ?
Yes, yes. And say, for example, if you have some pimple at the corner of your eye, just at your temple area, and that indicates your liver. It's toxins in your liver. Usually you have embedded pustules, flaking, irritation, and wrinkles. So that gives an idea of, you know, what the problem is with the person as we see the person as a whole. And, of course, I do not treat these symptoms. Mm-hmm. I usually refer the person to a nutritionist or to even a doctor. Mm-hmm. And then they come back to me. And then I know what to do because I know what the cause of the problem is.
That's very nice. So, that's interesting to know. Now, Kujarati, what does that mean? And how did you come up with that as the name of the company?
Kujarati is actually my spiritual name.
I actually
adopted that name when I was about 11 years old. I was into reading about mystics, and I was reading a lot about India. And there's a place called Gujarat in India. So that's how I basically, you know, the name is derived from that.
It's a beautiful name.
Thank you. And it kind of a Gujarati in Gujarat. I think it kind of means peace and happiness or something in Sanskrit, or, you know, it has something to do with that meaning. So I just felt that, you know, that was a really nice name, and I gave myself that name a long time ago.
Wonderful. Okay, well, now I wanted to talk a little bit about your products, some of the different products and what they do or what they're good for, because there are going to be some people who will just go to your website who may not have heard this program because they live in Indiana somewhere. So, you know, it would be interesting to know what the products are good for and how they're applied. For example, you have on there on your website the Ka Botana Showcase.
Yes.
And you list a couple of different products. You want me to mention them, or you want to take them on your own one at a time?
Yes, I'll take them on my own. It is actually Ka Botana, and many people do call it Ka Botana. Even professional estheticians and cosmetologists, we affectionately call it Ka Botana. But it's actually Ka Botana because I'll tell you a little bit about the history of the company. They first started in Canada, so CA stood for Canada, and later on the owners of the company, the chemists, they moved to San Diego, California. So, of course, California still has the same CA, and it now stands for California. So, as we know, everything just happens as it's supposed to happen. So, now they're based in San Diego, California. And there's something, as you know, you told me to describe the products. Mm-hmm. The makeup products and also the skincare products are professional products, meaning that they are sold only by qualified estheticians, cosmetologists, and dermatologists. Mm-hmm. They are not found in the stores. And they are, you know, you do need, it's kind of like a little prescription each time when, you know, you buy something from us and we prescribe something to you.
Now, how do people who aren't able to get to Manhattan, for example, get a prescription?
Right. That's why if you go on my website, you'll see a lot of writing there.
Okay.
And it's something that's different from other websites because... you know, when you have a website, they say keep it short, keep it simple. People are not going to read a whole novel, you know, whatever. But in order to help people out, because this is the products I deal with are a little bit more complicated for people who have not gone for 3 years to beauty school or gone through a whole medical degree, and I understand that. So what we've done is we have put out the whole explanation. And basically, you can decide yourself as to what is good for you, because everything is there to, you know, explain to you as to what the product is for and how you use it, how you apply it. I would like to start, as you wanted me to explain the,
sure.
the Botana Showcase, with a very important product, and that is the GS Ginkgo Film.
Mm-hmm.
And I put there that once you've tried it, you know, you'll never want to go without it. And it's true, because once you get used to this product, which is very, very important for, I think, everybody. If you have a skin, you need to use this product. That's what it is.
Okay.
So it's used by physicians. It's used by skincare professionals all over the world, because this product is found in 65 countries all over the world. And what they use is a liposome. It's actually a repair serum, actually. And so, yes, a renewal serum, I could call that as well. And it imparts long-lasting hydration in the skin. And the way it does that is it works like a built-in sprinkler. And for people who are into makeup, if you go to the stores or you read magazines, you have seen that word, liposome or liposome, as some people pronounce it. And it means that the ingredient is a single or double-layered product, meaning that when the product is applied to the skin, it will burst in intervals, because it has a time release factor, just like the cold medicine.
Hmm.
And it releases the ingredients for a period of time. But the difference between our Ginkgosome product, which is the liposome, than most products, is that it is multi-layered, and meaning that it lasts for a longer time. It has those bursts of just like the sprinkler system, releasing the ingredients over a period of 12 to 14 hours.
So is this something you would put on after cleansing the skin?
Yes, you would put that on after cleansing and toning the skin.
Okay.
So this is something, and you would use, it comes in a small bottle. It's only one fluid ounce. So most people would say, oh, my gosh, you know, it's like one fluid ounce. But remember that you can stretch that. I take about 5 months to use that. And it's only just a few drops. And, you know, just press the little top of the bottle. It comes out very, very little. It's enough to spread across the whole face and your neck. And just let it absorb in. And it will protect your skin for 12 to 14 hours.
Okay.
So that's you know, fantastic, especially if you fly, if you are in a climate that's extremely dry, or, you know, if you're getting older and your skin's getting drier, this is fantastic. Also, if you have any problems with your skin, this also acts as a calming serum to calm your skin from any breakouts. Also, wrinkles become less noticeable. Lines become also less noticeable. And it has a sunscreen in it that protects your face, because, as we know nowadays, you know, protection from UVA and UVB rays is very important.
Okay, and this applies to a lot of your products as well.
Yes, to most of the products, including the makeup. The makeup also has a UVA and UVB protection, which you do not find in most makeup on the market.
Okay. You're going to have to talk a little bit shorter for each one. We're gonna get
See,
I mean, there's
I get
so much.
Away.
I know there's so much to share about each product,
sure.
But I want you to give them enough that they'll be curious and interested and run to your site as soon as the program's over.
Sure.
Oh, there. Do you hear the music?
Yes, I do.
Okay, there you go. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Our program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies with our main office in the 2 Bala Plaza Building, Suite 300 in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania. Visit our website at www.amtherapies.com or call the office at 610-687-6184 for appointments, 610-660-7710 for general information. Remember, starting January 1306, the show will air at 9:06 a.m. Stay tuned for our return with Camelia Kinslow, makeup stylist who will make you up for photo shoots and arrange your massage, manicure, or pedicure with the best in the business. She uses organic botanical products to care for and make up the face.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Light therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 8 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural healthcare practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, every Saturday morning at 8, only on AM 860 WWDB.
You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Do visit our website to participate in my blog. That's one way I get your feedback. On January 13, 2007, we will be changing our start time to 9:06 a.m. Today, we are talking with Camelia Kinslow, a homeopathic skincare specialist who uses organic botanical makeup products and, a way to be beautiful naturally and safely. Okay, let's go on to another one of your products.
Okay, the next one I'd like to talk about is the Flawless Skin Fluid. And why I'd like to talk about that, because that's a preparation for using the mineral makeup. And it's an anti-aging brightener and moisturizer that produces a coverage from age spots and pigmentation and leaves a flawless finish in any light. So you would apply that just before applying the makeup. So these are the ones that I would just like to talk about, just the highlight ones.
Okay.
That, you know, not the whole thing in the showcase, because we are going to the makeup section right now.
Okay. Now, just while she's looking for whatever it is she's looking for there, I'll tell you that the makeup is micronized mineral pigments with freeze-dried vitamins and lavender-based aromatherapy to create a line of, which creates their line of mineral makeup, and truly skincare healthy, skin healthy. Are you there?
I am here.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's go.
Okay, so we have a whole line of makeup, which includes loosened press foundations, eye pencils and eyeshadows and blushes, and lip pencils and lipsticks, and makeup brushes and accessories. And we have the makeup brushes, I would just like to say, is 100% Sable and Pony brushes. You have to be very careful about using all natural brushes, because they do stick some are synthetic bristles in them, and synthetic bristles can are very abrasive to the face. It can scratch the face. So when you're looking for brushes, you have to look for 100%.
Okay.
No animal is destroyed or maimed in making the brushes.
Okay.
And the brush handles do not come from rainforest regions.
Okay.
So I would actually highly recommend you using the brush with the makeup, because when you use that, your makeup looks so different on your face. It looks as if it was airbrushed on your face. And you also use very little makeup. So the makeup can go a long way. We sell makeup in very little containers, 7-gram containers, and for the foundations and pressed foundations, it's in 13-gram containers. So they're very small containers, but they can last for months, especially if you use these brushes.
Okay, why don't you give them your web address?
Sure.
Because we're almost out of time. I want them to know where to go.
Well, time flies when you're having fun.
Yes.
Okay. It's www.kujarati, spelled K as in Karen, U, J as in Jennifer, E, R as in Robert, A, T as in Thomas, I.com.
Very good.
And you can also email me at info@kujarati.com. I will answer all your questions, and feel free to, it's one tongue twister there, feel free to ask me any question you like, and I'll be happy to answer your questions.
Well, now, what quick word of wisdom would you like to leave our listeners with as regards their face and health care and looking beautiful?
First thing, that not to be lazy. Your skin is the largest organ of your body, and you have to treat it with care. The next thing is, when using the products, to use very little. They're very concentrated, so just using a little bit is enough, especially the makeup. Do not cake your face with any of the powder or anything, because you're going to look very strange. Use as little as possible, just enough to cover. Light dusting is enough, and that's very important.
Well, wonderful, Camelia. We're going to have you back to get to the rest of the questions that I never touched on. I'm just so glad that you took the time this morning to share all of this with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, and have a happy holiday.
And same to everybody.
Okay.
Have a happy holiday.
Be well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, now it's time for our herb of the day. Today's herb is cayenne. The part used medicinally are the berries. Some of the phytochemicals are alpha-carotene, beta-carotene. Some of the nutrients are amino acids, calcium, essential fatty acids, folate, iron, magnesium. It aids digestion and improves circulation, stops the bleeding of ulcers. It's also called capsicum and hot pepper, red pepper. Avoid contact with the eyes. It's used with lobelia for nerves also, and good for pain when applied topically. Okay, and our asana for today is Triang Mukhai Kapada Paschimottanasana. You start it sitting in Dadasana. Do not disturb the leg, but the left leg. Bend the right leg back in as in Virasana. With the inner heel close to the thigh, keep the knees together. Open the right calf muscle out and turn the thigh outward. Extend the left leg forward and press the outer edge of the right buttock bone down. Stretch the arms and hold the left foot. Inhale and stretch up. Exhale, move the hips and trunk down toward the left leg. Make the seat light and extend the skin and flesh of the buttocks from the backs of the thighs toward the lumbar. Catch further and continue to extend. Place the head on the shin and stay for from 20 to 30 seconds. Breathe evenly. Inhale, come up, bring the right leg forward, and repeat on the other side. Okay, you've been listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard at WWDB 860 AM. Our guest next weekend, January 6, 2007, will be Dr. Osner, author of The Miami Mediterranean Diet, Lose Weight and Lower Your Risk of Heart Disease. The herb that day will be cedar, and the asana, Kraukasana. Remember, on the 13th of January, 2007, the show will move to 9 a.m. because we will be simulcast with an international internet station starting February 3, 2007. Okay, I see a finger going up over there. The show will run simultaneously on an internet station live. We want you to invite you to intern on the program still and send current events. You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. Again, we invite you to participate in the blog and subscribe to our newsletter and download the radio programs and see who our future guests will be. Find out what we are all about. Oh, yes, Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. Be well.